News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump says he would accept a deal to at least temporarily reopen the federal government if a contained, prorated down payment on the U.S.-Mexico border. Mr. Trump said the country has no choice but to build a wall to keep out what he says is a virtual invasion by criminals, human traffickers, and drugs.
One of the ideas suggested is they open it, they pay a sort of a prorated down payment for the wall, which I think people will agree that you need the wall. In fact, I see a lot of the Democrats are almost all of them are breaking, saying, look, walls are good. Big difference from what you had 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Mr. Trump, speaking after the Senate rejected two bills that would have ended a partial government shutdown, now headed into its 35th day. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said that the crisis is one of the president's own making and one he can easily solve.
We should at least be able to discuss and compare the merits of our different proposals. And we should be able to do that with government open and not holding the American people hostage.
Meanwhile, 800,000 federal workers remain off the job or are working without getting paid. A U.S. Senate committee has subpoenaed President Donald Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, to testify a day after Cohen said he was postponing an appearance that was scheduled for February 7th. Cohen said Wednesday he was postponing his highly anticipated public testimony, in part because of threats Trump and his lawyer Rudy Giuliani allegedly made against his family. Cohen's attorney, Lanny Davis, says that both the president and his lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, should be censured and investigated for witness tampering and intimidation. Mr. Trump and Giuliani have urged the Justice Department to investigate Cohen's father-in-law and allege his involvement in organized crime. This is VOA News. A new immigration policy is expected Friday that could keep asylum seekers in Mexico. We get more from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
A U.S. official says starting Friday, some asylum seekers will be kept in Mexico as their cases make their way through the U.S. courts. White House advisor Kellyanne Conway says Mexican authorities are already advising migrants to stay there.
Stay on this side of the border. They'll process your claim of asylum, and it probably will take much longer than the 20 days. But in the meantime, you can be here in Mexico.
The Trump administration and Mexican government officials have been negotiating the policy over the past several months. I'm Tim McGuire.
The U.S. State Department ordered non-essential personnel to leave Venezuela, but it's not closing its embassy in Caracas. On Wednesday, Venezuela's disputed President Nicolas Maduro said he was ending diplomatic relations with the United States in response to President Donald Trump's announcement that U.S. was officially recognizing National Assembly President Juan Guaido as Venezuela's interim president. In his remarks to the Organization of American States Thursday, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo urged all members to recognize Guaido as Venezuela's leader.
All OAS member states must align themselves with democracy and respect for the rule of law. All member states who have committed to uphold the Inter-American Democratic Charter must now recognize the interim president.
And in a speech to the Venezuelan Supreme Court, a defiant President Maduro said U.S. President Donald Trump is trying to bring in his own de facto government in Venezuela.
No queda duda que es Donald Trump, con su locura de creerse policía del mundo.
Maduro said he had spoken by phone with Russian President Vladimir Putin, who assured him that, in Maduro's words, you have the unwavering support of Russia more than ever. Felix Tshisekedi was sworn in Thursday as the Democratic Republic of Congo's new president, marking the first peaceful transfer of power in the country's history. In his inaugural address, the new president pledged to build a strong, unified nation. Saying, we want to build a strong Congo with its cultural diversity and its attachment to the motherland, a Congo turned toward its development and peace and security, a Congo for all in which everyone has a place. Tshisekedi's victory in the December 30th election was a surprise to many, as pre-election polls indicated businessman Martin Fayulu would be the winner. Fayulu challenged the official results in court, saying he was the actual winner of the election, and Congo's Constitutional Court denied his request for a recount last weekend. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my mind. mama, eh, mama, eh.
Hello, Africa. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from across the continent. We'll be knocking on your doors, so relax. As today, again, I'm going to take you on a trip around Africa on disc. But today we're going to be paying tribute to two great sons of Africa who left us this week. And that is Masoko Loko, Dr. Dynamite, Mr. Balogun Johnson Williams of Sierra Leone. He died on Sunday, the 20th of January. And on the 23rd of January, we lost Oliver Mutukudzi of Zimbabwe. So we're going to be paying tributes to this great man on the African Beat today. So stay tuned and don't go away.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound.
Africa is my home.
African Beat on the Voice of America. We pay tribute to Balogun Johnson Williams, popularly known as Masoko Loko, Dr. Dynamite. Dr. Dynamite was born in Sierra Leone and he died in the United States of America. Dr. Dynamite was a very popular musician in Sierra Leone. Mohammed King Milan Bangura of the Sierra Leone Broadcasting Corporation in Freetown sent us this wonderful tribute on Masoko Loko, Dr. Dynamite.
Sierra Leone has lost another veteran musician and guitarist, Balogun Dr. Dynamite Johnson Williams, who died in Maryland, USA. Dr. Dynamite is the original composer and producer of the Ferdinand original reggae song, Fire Baby, Fire Fire Baby, Fire De Cam. Dr. Dynamite, as is popularly known, and his friend Gerald Pino formed the group called Heartbeat in Freetown in 1961. The two met at a club where often a musical concert had been organized. By the end of the day, Gerald Pino and Dr. Dynamite had decided to form a band called Heartbeat and used to rehearse at Gerald's house on Charlotte Street where he lived with his mom and sister. The first recruits were bassist George Kista, singer Hassan Dean, and drummer Robin Williams, who was later replaced by percussionist Francis Fuster. The group had songs like Waka Waka in 1964. In the early 1970s in Sierra Leone, Dr. Dynamite was the only one who showed up and did well in the concert of Dr. Nico Cassanda. All the other solo guitarists who were supposed to perform disappointed the crowd for over two sessions. The Heartbeat also composed a song in Temne, Wathiberayo, with the lead vocalist George Kista. In Temne, meaning girl, I love you. If you love me, let me know right away. In 1964, the Heartbeat released a song, Zamzi, written by Francis Fuster. This is a song being used by Voice of America's music program, Music Time in Africa, as a theme song. Balogun Dr. Dynamite Johnson Williams will be remembered as one of Sierra Leone's pioneers in creating a mark in the music industry in the country, and his contribution will always be remembered. He served as the president of the Sierra Leone Musician Union until he traveled to the United States of America. He's gone, but his blessed soul will always be remembered. He was 75 years old. May his soul rest in perfect peace.
Fire. We say fire. Fire.
Rest in peace, Masoko Loco, Dr. Dynamite, with your beautiful song, Fire Baby, was released in 1978. This is the African beat on The Voice of America. When I come back, we pay tribute to Oliver Mutukudzi from Zimbabwe.
Oh my God, I am classy sassy. I'm so in love with African beats on The Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
Welcome back to the African beat on The Voice of America. Oliver Tuku Mutukudzi was a Zimbabwean musician, businessman, philanthropist, human rights activist, and UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador for Southern African region. Tuku, as he was popularly known, was considered to have been Zimbabwe's most renowned and internationally recognized cultural icon of all times. Oliver Mutukudzi died on Wednesday, January 23rd. May his soul rest in peace. And as we pay this special tribute, we'll play some of Oliver's songs for you out there. And keep pouring your tributes in. Send your messages to africanbeat@voanews.com as we pay tribute to these great sons of Africa. Rest in peace, Oliver Mutukudzi.
Today,
May their souls rest in perfect peace. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. If you're just joining me, it's a pleasant welcome. I am David Vandy, and I'll be right back.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African beat on the Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Yeah.
African Beats.
Africa,
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is
my home. Newton, Newton, if you know a politician, we're comfy born. Straight from the dangle, I come and share comfy space. Exactly what's on a poor man's mind. Man called Bobby, one a man called Nubian Lisa, we comfy talk. Remember, we are good to you. Watch
Green
this.
Studios.
Ghetto President says so.
Hey, I'm Esther Michael. You're listening to The African Beat, the hottest African music show on The Voice of America with David Vandy.
You are listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America. If you're just joining me, it's a pleasant welcome. I am David Vandy, and I'll be right back.
Remember this, it's African Beat. Bang, bang, bang. Kong, kong. Yeah, live and direct with David Vandy on VOA. So, Clint said that.
And now, let us continue with some more music from the continent. Nisuba is the next track we're going to play, and it's done for us by Igwe Presda Benderson. And right after that, Onfe Komsa by Adele Clarice, and Mr. Right by Raheem the Wizard. But right now, it's Nisuba by Igwe Presda Benderson.
Twin Studio, Igwe, Patrice.
Ni wanyama ni
Mon amour, mon bébé de l'éternité,
African Beat on the Voice of America.
I love your show, David.
Fantastic. I just don't kiss you, but it's on it last week. Remember where we've been, they play under that sea. Girl, your love is unconditional, oh. Girl, your love is supernatural, yo. If you not the cream, I go rub you by me body. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Baby, pose for me, make us spend the money. Anytime I see you, I need me. Girl, now you can never buy me. Anything I want, girl, you dey give me. When I look into your eyes, all I see is super loving. When I look into your eyes, all I see is some conditional love. Baby, give me your loving, no. Baby, I need your touching, no. I could take you to Rome, cause you're romantic. Shape like coke and you fantastic. I just don't kiss you, but it's on like last week. Remember where we've been, they play on that.
You know me, it's right. You make her feel alright, oh. Now you know me, it's right. You make her feel so nice, oh. Now you know me, it's right. You make her feel alright, oh. Now you know me, it's right. Everything's so nice, oh.
Is right, Rahim the Wizard of Sierra Leone, before that on Fekomsa by Adele Clarice of Cameroon, and Nisuba by Igwe Presda Benderson. Yes, beautiful songs coming to you live from the station that rules, the Voice of America, and this is your super show, The African Beat, and I am David Vandy. Escape from the humdrum and dance to the beat of an African drum. Hi, I am David Vandy, host of the Voice of America's African Beat. Splendid sounds from the continent that all humanity calls home. Join me Monday through Friday for a soothing musical journey, I guarantee. Welcome back. Let's play some more good music from the continent. Now to South Sudan, and this is Shake Your Body by Ishaka, number one. And right after that, For Me by Askante of Guinea, and So Pure and Beautiful by Taviel of Cameroon. But Shake Your Body right now, Ishaka, number one from South Sudan.
It's Masterell on the beat, baby.
Big up, baby, baby. You know you my baby, baby. I just want you to love me, love me. Want you to love me, love me. Hey, come on, take control. You know I'm your Tesla. Treat me like your queen, yeah. Always and forever.
The way you do, you drive me crazy. I'm a fool for you, easy. Every day I call you daddy. I got love for you, me got love for you. Hey.
You take my breath away, I won't go away. I just wanna stay. Love me for who I am,
love me for me,
love me for what
drive me insane. With that good formula, you did solve my problem, yeah. I no go ever let you go. I love the way you treat me so. You got my heart and soul. And I want you to know the way you do. You drive me crazy. I'm a fool for you easy. Every day I call you daddy. I got love for you. Me got love for you.
Everybody, my name is Gwendolyn Fungu, and I'm just so excited to be here. You're listening to African Beat on Voice of America with David Van D. Hey, don't you miss it for nothing.
Pure and Beautiful, Taviel of Cameroon, and before that, For Me by Askante of Guinea, and Shake Your Body by Ishaka, number one of South Sudan. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. So with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Van Der Heer in Washington, saying bye-bye.
This is VOA News.